The topic that we're going to talk about tonight is kin'ah. It is jealousy. When we think about jealousy, we think that what's it have to talk about? You're not allowed to be jealous. But there's so many different aspects to kin'ah, to jealousy, which is very important for us to understand. I want to discuss three alachot, three important inyanim that has to do with jealousy. First of all, what do you call kin'ah? What is jealousy? Number two, how do you prevent having to be jealous? And what kind of jealousy is appropriate to have? Not every jealousy is bad. Sometimes in life it's good to be jealous, and sometimes it's not. We need to talk about what are the appropriate type of jealousy which is good to have. So before I start, I want to read you halacha from Rambam. The Rambam writes that the same way a person has to do teshuvah on the sins that they do with their action, one also has to do teshuvah with their thoughts. Think that the sins that they did through with their thought, which is anger, jealousy, and the chasing of their money and honor and food, one also has to do teshuvah for these type of things. And he says something very interesting. He says the elu avonot kashin meotan sheish b'en mahase. To do teshuvah for this type of things that has to do with our thought, is much harder to do teshuvah than sins that has to do with our actions. So therefore Rambam says, from the Rambam is mashma, that to do teshuvah from kin'ah, a person that is jealous, is much harder to do teshuvah than if somebody, let's say, Rahman Hassan was Mechalel Shabbos, or they eat tref, or they ate on Yom Kippur. It's much easier to do teshuvah if somebody did something wrong with their actions than to do teshuvah that things that has to do with our thought process and things that that has to do with our feelings. And that from here is we see that kin'ah is one of them. To be jealous is a very serious avera, and is not always in the control of a person to control them, but most of the time a person has to research their thoughts and understand why are they jealous. What is it? They have to get to the bottom of it to understand why is it, what's wrong that I'm jealous. So the question is, what is jealousy? The Rambam continues and it says, this being from Sefer Menorat HaMaor, says kin'ah in midah meguna ba meroa alev. Kin'ah is something that is a very bad character trait, and it comes from your heart. Ki dome lo tamid shema shesh lechavero u harbe u ma shesh lo u ma'at. Because the person always looks at it, that why my friend has more and why I have much less than them. וכל טובה שתבוא לחברו הוא למקנה כעס וכנאה. And every time something good happens to their friend, they get upset. ונמצא תמיד כועס במעשיו של השם יתברך. And this is where the core of the problem is. A person that is jealous is not only jealous to somebody else, is upset with Hashem. Why is he upset with Hashem? Because they think, why they have it, why don't I have it? And that causes for a person to be upset with Hashem, because Hashem ultimately is the one that controls everything and gives everything to everybody. And therefore, because of that, this kin'ah, this jealousy, causes a person to a baseless hatred, v'chol midot ra'ot, and every bad character trait comes from that, v'en chayav chayim, and their life is not a life. וגורם לעצמו חולאים רעים, and they cause for themselves to have sicknesses. ושנאמר ברקב עצמותיו עצמות קנאה. This is unbelievable. So that if a person does all the averot in the Torah, it will not get all the problems. If you read this halakha, you get all the trouble in the world comes from this. You upset with Hashem, you have sinat chinam, you have all the bad character traits, your life is not a life, and you get sick. What else do you want? You got all the problems. All because a person has kinah. And let's look at the Torah. The Torah also goes down from Parashat Bereshit on, and so many different places in the Torah touches upon the middah, the trait of jealousy. The first place is by Cain and Hevel. We know Cain kills Hevel. Hevel brings a matanot, brings a gift to Hashem, and Hashem looks at his matanot. Cain also goes, and he brings also the same gift. Her question is, why Hashem doesn't save Hevel? Hashem knew that Cain is going to kill Hevel. Why didn't he save him? Everything Cain did, Hevel did. What's the difference between Cain and Hevel? But the Mefarshim explained that the Hevel brought what he brought has nothing to do with good intention or bad intention. The only reason Hevel brought what he brought to Hashem, the korban that he brought to Hashem, was because he was jealous of his brother. He was jealous that his brother Cain did it. I am going to do the same thing. Even though that he did the most beautiful korban and most beautiful matana, and he brought the most beautiful thing that he could have bring, but the intention was that I'm doing it because my brother did it, and I'm jealous to my brother, and I'm going to do the same thing my brother did. And what happened to him? Midah, can I get midah? Measure for measure. And what happened to Hevel was that because Cain got also jealous, killed Hevel. The whole thing started because of jealousy and ended up with jealousy. I just want to tell you that things that happens in our lives, if unintentionally, a lot of things has to do with jealousy. And we say to ourselves, what do you want me to do? I can't control myself. What is something else with my feelings? What do you want me to do? You know, to change myself, control my feelings. This is the way it is. I feel unintentionally, this is what I feel. It's not true. The same way that a person could control their actions not to be Mechalel Shabbos, a person has to control their thoughts and their feelings that they should also act properly towards somebody else. The second thing that the Torah talks about, Moshe Rabbeinu was a younger brother than Aharon HaKohen. And the Torah tells us that when Hashem spoke with Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe said to Hashem, why are you choosing me? Aharon is the older brother. Why are you talking to me? You should talk to Aharon. And Hashem said to him, not only Aharon is not upset, Aharon is going to be happy that I am talking to you and not talking to him. Not only is not upset. What happened to Aharon? Aharon HaKohen he was appointed by Hashem that he should be the one to carry Urim Betumim. Urim Betumim is breastplate that they put in Aharon HaKohen, and he's the one that he was able to judge Klal Yisrael. Only, the Midrash tells us, the only reason for that appointment was because Aharon was not jealous about Moshe Rabbeinu. Aharon was happy, not only not jealous, was happy that Moshe Rabbeinu got a bigger and higher madrega than anybody else. Now let's look at ourselves. If we would be instead of Moshe Rabbeinu, Aharon HaKohen, so why my younger brother got this? Why not? Why? What's the difference? Why I should be the one to get the appointment that my friend, my brother, forget about my friend, my brother. And it's very easy for a person to become jealous. The Gemara Masachet Shabbat, the Gemara tells us, Verekem Atzomot Kina. The Gemara says, Kol mi sheish lo kina belev. A person that is jealous, Atzmotav Markivot. Your bones are going to be decayed. Vekol she'en lo kin'a belibo, a person that does not have kin'a, they are not jealous, en atzmotav markivin. Their bones are not going to be decayed. What's going on here? And the Maharal explains that when a person is jealous, why they are jealous? Because they want the kabbalah for themselves. I want to have the best thing. I want to. Why should somebody else have it? Why can't I have it? I want to have it. And what do? They just push themselves and push themselves and push themselves to get it. But the only focus in the world is on themselves. And what about the midah? Can I get midah? Measure for measure is the etzem, the bones that is the old person. That is going to be decayed. Hashem is going to pay a person that is mekaneh, a person that cares about kina so much, and their punishment is that they are going to be they're going to be destroyed by their etzem, their bones are going to be decayed, are going to be destroyed. This is Rabotai, is a serious thing. I want to read you a Gemara. The Gemara tells us. Masechet Shabbat, the very interesting Gemara. There was once a time of Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman had workers that they were digging. They were plowing in their land, and they got to a certain place that somebody was buried there, and they start digging and digging and digging. They got to a coffin. And all of a sudden they hear the coffin is talking. They went to Rav Nachman, said to Rav Nachman, you told us to dig here, and we found the body. Rav Nachman comes up to this place and says, who are you? And he says, the person says, I am Achai Bar Oshaya, Rabbi Achai. Rabbi Achai was one of the Amoraim, the Gemara. So Rav Nachman says to him, I thought everybody that dies, they become afar. They become dust. And I see that you are not that. What did you do? And the Gemara continues and says that Rav Achai said, Im lamata kohelet, lo lamata mishlei. So you, Rav Nachman, you are such an unbelievable Adam Gadol, such a wise man. You didn't learn one pasuk in the mishlei. So what is Mishle says? The rekev atzamot kin'ah. The only people that their atzamot are going to be decayed are people that have kin'ah. And he says, Kol mi sheesh lo kin'ah belibo, atzmotah markivin. Kol sheen lo kin'ah belibo, en atzmotah markivin. So Rav Achai says to Rav Nachman, so this is what the Gemara says. What do you want from me? I never had a kin'ah in my life. I never was jealous about anything. And there Shlomo HaMelech writes in Mishlei, Rekev Atzamot Kina, the only people that their bones are going to be decayed are the ones that have Kina. And I never had it. Rav Nachman starts touching him. He wants to say, true, is that it? Can really this be? And the Gemara says that it says to him, En lanu rashud lehalot mehakever ad shehakadosh baruch hu ya'alenu. Said, I'm sorry, I see you are mamash real, but I can't take you out. I can't let you get out. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that has to take you out. He says, the Gemara continues and says, Rav Nachman said to him, Kiafarata ve'lafarta shuv, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem told us in the Torah that everybody has to go back. But the Gemara then goes out and says, Ra'ana lo Rav Achai, The only time that you could get out is 1 hour before Techiyat, before the resurrection of the dead, you could come out. But I can't take you out. But the point of the Gemara is that Rav Nachman saw with his own eyes that the Rav Achai Bar Oshaya is alive. And the reason is alive, the Gemara says clearly, the only reason he was survived the decay was because he had no kin'ah. How can this be? If you ask ourselves, how can this be that a person cannot have kin'ah? It's very difficult. Because kin'ah, the jealousy, something is natural. You can't control it. It comes by itself. That what Rambam, this we just said in the beginning, what Rambam is telling us is the same way you could control yourself not to eat tref, you could control yourself not to have kin'ah. It's no difference. If somebody is so strong that when they walk outside and they have so much temptation to eat non-kosher, and they control themselves, or let's say you walk outside, you just had fleshing, and you smell, you go to a place, they sell pizza, and you control yourself. And within 6 hours of having meat, and you control yourself, you don't eat milkshake. You could control yourself not to have kin'ah also. It's a avodah. The same way we work in ourselves, not to have milkshake and fleshing together within 6 hours, same thing with this. The character trait also takes work, and we have to work on ourselves to do this. I want to tell you a midrash. I'm sure a lot of you heard this midrash, but this midrash is so powerful that I'm sure I could tell you 20 different more times and you won't let it go, because I hold this midrash one of the most beautiful midrash that we have. The Midrash tells us that when Am Yisrael, Klal Yisrael, when they go to Galut, we are in the Galut, the Abraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and Moshe, they go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Each one separately they go to Hashem, and they ask Hashem, Ribono Shel Olam. Abraham is the first one. He says, Ribono Shel Olam, why don't you let your children go? Why don't you save Klal Yisrael from Galut? I am the one that I'm going to put myself up. Look at me. I was 100 years old. You gave me a son. And I was willing to give up my son. And my son was 37 years old. I was willing to bring him up as a korban. And I listened to you. That zechut that I have, that I was willing, the only son, that I was 100 years old, I was willing to give it up. Let B'nai Yisrael, Klal Yisrael go. Save them from this galut. And Hashem doesn't listen to Avraham Avinu. It's a very powerful. Listen, think. Somebody like Avraham Avinu, who can be, this is our biggest defense on Rosh Hashanah. That we say, Kodosh Baruch Hu, to score Akedat Yitzchak. Look at Avraham. Yitzchak Avinu comes. And it says, Ribono Shel Olam, look at me. I was, instead of a goat, a lamb, I was willing to be shechted. And I didn't say a word. Look at me and save Klal Israel. Isn't this enough, zechut, that you should be able to save Klal Israel? It says, no, not good enough. Yaakov Avinu comes around and says, Ribono Shel Olam, I worked 22 years for Laban, and I didn't say a thing. And when I left, a Savarasha wanted to kill me. And I was willing to give myself and my family to be with Moser Nefesh. I was willing to give everything that I had, only to not that I should be protected by HaKadosh Baruch. Look at me, look at my children. Everything that I had, all the tzarot that I went through, is that good enough? Use my zechut, my merit, and save Klal Israel. Hashem said, no. Your zechut for this particular thing is not good enough. Moshe Rabbeinu comes around. Moshe Rabbeinu says, Lo ro'e ne'eman aiti al Israel 40 shana. Wasn't I faithful? A prophet for somebody that I listen to every word that you say for 4 years. save class. Look at me and save class Israel. Shem said, I'm sorry, your zechut, your merit is not good enough. The Midrash continues and says, "Be'oto sha'a kapza Rachel, imenu lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu." Rachel imenu comes up and goes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he says, "Ribono shel olam, galui lefanecha she'Yaakov abdecha ahaveni ahava yetera." Said, "Yaakov, you know, Yaakov Avinu loved me. And he went and he worked for my father for 7 years. After the end of 7 years, right, I was about to get married to my husband Yaakov Avinu. And they switched me with my sister. Ve'ukshal alai adavar ad me'od," the Midrash says. Rachel Imenu said, "You don't know what I went through. How difficult was this for me? Ki nodali aitzav odati lebali," and I heard that I told my husband. Umbasarti lo siman shakir beni uben achoti. I gave her enough siman, enough sign that she should know. He shouldn't know that I'm not there. The Midrash says, "Velo kinati ba velo otzetia lechorpa." I was not, because I wasn't jealous at my sister Leah. I didn't know nothing against her. I didn't hold grudge against her. Hanavi says, "Umani shani basar vadam, afar vaefe lokin ati letzara sheli." I'm a human being. I am no jealousy towards somebody else. Velo otzetia lebusha urchorpa. And I didn't hold grudge against her. I didn't embarrass her. V'ata melech chay v'kayam mipenema kin'ata la'avodah delelim she'en ba'mamash. Why you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why you are jealous, Klal Yisrael? Let them go. And the Midrash says, "Mi'at nitgalgelu rachamav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu amar bishvilcha Rachel ani machzir et Yisrael imkomam." The Midrash says, only because of Rachel, Hashem listened to Rachel and let the Bnei Yisrael go back home and made the Beit HaMikdash. It's an unbelievable Midrash here. Look at Abraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe Rabbeinu. Who could have even think the zechut, the merit of these people, Avotenu HaKadoshim, they are so strong, wasn't good enough for Klal Yisrael to be saved? Only because of Rachel. It's unbelievable. Chadimit, what's the pshat? Why Hashem only listened to Rachel Imenu? Because we did the same thing to Hashem. What did the Klal Yisrael do? They worship idols. The idols are like somebody, husband of two wives. The wife gets jealous. And at Bnei Israel, they married two wives. They had a Kadosh Baruch Hu. They went to somebody else. And Hashem got jealous. And Rachel Imenu said to Hashem, "Hashem, why are you getting jealous? You see me? I'm not jealous. I'm not jealous that my sister took over for me. Let them go." And that was the strongest taina that Rachel Imenu could have made. And this, we see from here, that jealousy, it could happen. Rachel Imenu, let me ask you a question. If Rachel Imenu would be jealous to her sister, do you think HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have kind on her? I don't know. It's such an unbelievable situation there that Yaakov Avinu promised her that I'm going to work for you for 7 years. And he worked for her for 7 years. And everything was set to go. And he didn't do anything wrong. Everything was beautiful. And all of a sudden, last minute, everything changes. Who would have a taina on Rachel Imenu? Who would have even think to say anything bad about Rachel Imenu? And that's exactly the point. Nobody would have a taina on Rachel. But that's why Rachel Imenu's zechut, merit, is so strong. This is what kin'a is. Kin'a, most of the time, people think, what can I do? It's nothing I could do. I can't control it. This is the way it is. that everybody could control everything if he want. There's a story that the interesting mashal the Midrash brings. There was once somebody went to a melech, wanted to give a person a lot of wealth, and he said, the melech said to this boy, to this person, said, whatever you want, you ask, I'll give you. But you should know, whatever you ask, I'm going to give your friend double of what you ask. Said this guy, I think, said, whatever, I'm going to ask $1 million, my friend is going to get $2 million. Whatever I'm going to get, my friend gets double. He thinks and he thinks and he thinks. He can't bring himself to come and say, oh, my friend is going to get more than me, I'm not going to do that. What's he asking? Take one eye out. Because this way, my friend's going to have two eyes out. Don't look at me that way. It's true. It happens today. This is what's going on. This is what Midrash says. Because nobody wants to see the next person, the friend, is better than I am. My next door neighbor has more than I have. Why they have everything? I can't have everything. And therefore people do, they almost destroy their own lives. Because they don't think. People don't think. They just think about the moment that they are in. They don't think what could come out of this. They don't think by acting or by thinking or by saying, by doing things, what could cause them to forget about the other person. The other people, that you are going to get the most damage than anybody else that you have jealousy of, that you are jealous about. You get the biggest damage. The second question was, how do you prevent kin'ah? The famous jealousy in the Torah that until today we are suffering is the kin'ah of Yosef v'achim, brothers of Yosef and Yosef HaTzadik. There's nothing bigger than kin'ah, the kin'ah that the brothers had with Yosef. The Gemara tells us, because of the ma'aseh of Yosef and his brothers, le'olam al yeshane adam banav beno ben habanim. You should never differentiate between your children. Shebishvil bishkal shene selaim shenatan Yaakov li Yosef yoter mishar banav נתקנאו בו אחיו ונתגלגלו הדבר וירדו אבותינו למצרים. It's unbelievable. The Midrash says, because of שני סלעים, it could be about maybe $1, $2. And what is שני סלעים? יעקב אבינו gave Yosef a ketonet pasim. He made the clothing, made a special jacket or sweater for Yosef, and he gave it to Yosef. Because of that, the Gemara said, all the brothers were jealous with Yosef, when it galgel adava v'yardu avotenu ben Israim, and we went to the Galut. The Galut of Klal Israel started with $3 jacket. The whole thing. That's what the Gemara tells us. The reason Bnei Yisrael went to Galut Mitzrayim was because of his stupid jacket. That it could be made nothing. Because of kin'ah. The brothers had kin'ah with Yosef HaTzadik. And the Gemara, Rambam learns from this halacha. Very interesting, because Rambam never brings the Gemara and tells you the stories that the Gemara says. It says like this. Sivu Chachamim. Chazal tell us, שלא ישנה אדם בינו בין הבני בחייו אפילו דבר מועט. If you give your child $1, give your second child $1 also. Don't give one child $2, the other one $3. Give all of them the same. Even though the other one deserves more, don't give them at the same time in front of each other.
שלא יבואו לידי תחרות בקנאה כאחי יוסף עם יוסף.
Rambam says, if you do that, what's going to happen, it's going to be exactly the same thing that happened to Yosef as Sadiq, is going to happen to your children. There's a story about Rav Shach. The very one of my favorite stories about Rav Shach. Rav Shach had his... one of his grandchildren had twin boys, and you know the twin boys, the way they do the Brit Milah, you do one and you do the other one. The custom is when you ask somebody to be a sandak at your son's Brit, you should not ask him for two of your sons. Only one time there could be sandak in your child. Because if you have two sons, you cannot use the same person to be sandak as for your two sons. You have to ask first one, the second after somebody. Now this grandchild goes to his grandfather and he says, Rav Shach, I want you to be sandak for my child. For one of my child, they say, according to Allah, you cannot be sandak for two. So Rav Shach says, if you want me to be sandak for the first one, I want to be for the second one also. I want to be sandak or both of them. So he says, but it can't be. He says, no, I'm telling you, it's kedai to do it. So then he says, Rav Shach Paskins, I'll do it. But then he says, why? Why you want to do this? Said, but why? What's the big deal? The kid is a kid. So when they grow up, they're going to see the picture. This one is going to say, my grandfather was a sandal for me. Ah, la, 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 for you wasn't. And he becomes, and he becomes jealousy between two brothers. If I'm going to do it for this, I'm going to do it for the other one. And this is what the Gadlut of Chachamim are. He says already 20 years from now, when this child grows up, what is he going to brag about? That Rav Shach Gadol Ador was the sandak of my at my priest. And by you, he was at the same age. Why did he choose me? They chose you. And that causes a kin'ah, that causes jealousy. And Rav Shach says, it's kedai for me to do this, even though the Allah has enough, because I don't want that two brothers should not be jealous about each other. And therefore from here we learn that we as parents is a very, very important inyan, important halacha, the Rambam Paskins la halacha, that we should not under any circumstances definish it between our children. You have a boy, a girl, whatever it is, whatever you are going to do for one, you have to do for the other one. If you give them matanot for Hanukkah, you have to give exactly the same amount of money or gift or whatever it is, even though the other one doesn't deserve it. You have to, if you're doing in front of each other, you have to make sure that they all get the same, because they're all going to know that you treated one of them better than the other one. And you start kin'ah, you start jealousy, and it's not worth it. The second thing, kin'ah, now everybody asks about ayin ara, the evil eye. What causes evil eye? What causes ayin ara? What do you think ayin ara comes from? Ayin ara comes from jealousy. You know how the jealousy starts? When people brag about themselves. When you have something, don't brag in front of everybody. Why have the whole world has to know that you got this and you got that and you are better and you got a house and you got a car? In Aberakha Sharuya Ella Davar Asamui Mina Ayin Gemara says, the bracha only is there if something is covered. Don't brag it. Don't show everybody.
When you start showing people, then everybody is going to have kina. When they have a kina, they are jealous about you, it causes ayinara on the person. Ayinara is real. Why is it real? Because the Chazal tell us it's real. It's not a made up story that some people just sat in a corner of a house and they said, okay, let's talk about ayinara. It is real. And happens. But how is it happen? We bring it to ourselves. We don't need to brag about things that we have. The Rabbeinu Yonah writes, Midat tova ba'adam shelo ilbash begadim na'im u'mishubachim yoter midai. Even clothing that you wear, don't wear clothing that is unbelievable. That draws attention. Lo hu velo ishto velo banav. Nobody. Decent. You want to have a car? Have a decent car. Don't drag. Don't brag everything to everybody. Everybody should know what's going on. But that causes kina. When people are jealous about you, that causes trouble for everybody in the family. There was a story. It's an unbelievable story. And it's so real. In Europe, there was a gadol. His name was Rav Gilik. Rav Gilik wrote a sefer Be'er Ishaq. When he was a child, he was going to school as a 8, 9, 10 years old, and he was an ilui. This boy was an unbelievable ilui. He knew everything. There was somebody else in school had two sons. And this man himself was a big Talmid Chacham, and he had two sons going to the same school that the Rav Glick was going. But his children wasn't as good as this Rav Glick. And he said, why my children are not as good as this boy? Why this boy is better than my two sons? He couldn't live with himself. What did he do? One day, he goes and finds somebody, said he should go to the rabbi. And he goes to the rabbi and says to the rabbi, you know, I don't think this boy, this Glick boy, is a good boy, doesn't understand Gemara. It should, you know, should not let him come to the Gemara shiur, should be staying outside, only come for the Chumash. Just learn a few things, not a smart boy. It's fine. This rabbi puts this kid out of school, out of the class. And when he comes to Gemara, he asks him to leave, and he only should come in for Chumash and Halacha. The father, is this Rabbi Glick's father, gets him and says, what's going on here? My son is he knows, comes home, he knows everything. He said, I'm sorry, but he's not there, not understanding, and he's not really producing. Not kedai for him to be in the class. And so fine, what can he do? He had high dreams for his son, but he sees that his son is not there. While later, this rabbi leaves, and they get a new rabbi. And when they get the new rabbi, this new rabbi asks, why this Glick doesn't come to class? They say, no, he's not his head can't survive Gemara, and he could come in only for Chumash. So fine. One day, this teacher was teaching a class, and he sees that this boy is standing by the door and listening to the Gemara. And he asks him, he said, do you understand what I said? He said, yeah, he says everything from top to bottom. He said, this boy is a ilui. He's unbelievable, knows everything. Brings him back to the class and he tests him, and then he goes in and digs in. He said, what's going on? What happened to this boy? He said, this is what happened, and he gets very upset. And anyway, this Talmid Chacham, what happens to this Talmid Chacham, this man that was so upset that his kids cannot do it? His two sons, they all become, one of them becomes a goy, the other one totally gets out of the school and destroys his two sons, and everything gets ripped up because he was jealous about somebody else's. when this unfortunately it happens to all of us. We think that we could control ourselves and we brag about ourselves and we show ourselves off and we tell people what we have, we tell people how good I am. Who cares? Nobody needs to know how good you have, and nobody needs to know what's going on, and nobody needs to know that you got this and you got that and the stock market is going up. So nobody cares. Nobody needs to know that you have a job if somebody else doesn't have a job. Why are you telling somebody else that does not have a job or is struggling to find a job? I have a job and I'm making money. You don't need to brag about this. When you do that, then you start people being jealous about you, and you start being ainara. The Stifler Gaon, said about himself, said he was sick one time, and one of his students comes up to the Stifler and said, let me go to Chazon Ish's Keder and daven for you. The Stifler said, it's not necessary. Not necessary to go to Chazon Ish. Said, why not? Said, because I know why this is happening to me. Said, well, what's the problem? Said, one of my students went to America and he published a sefer, and he wrote on the sefer that the Stifler is a Rashke Ba'ag, is a Rosh Kol Bnei Agula, is a Maran, is a Gador, is a Gaon, and is this and is that, and he bragged about me. And he start keen eyes, start jealousy about me. This is what happened to me because people are looking, they think I'm somebody. And I don't need these things that is doing me a favor. It's not a favor. When you start putting things about me and everybody thinks the Stifler is this and is this and is that, causes people to have an idea about you. So this is the problem. Going to Chazon Ish's Keder, I'm not going to do anything. The last thing that we spoke about was what is the proper way to be jealous. Not every jealousy is bad. Sometimes jealousies are good. How do we know that? The Pirkei Avot tells us, Rabbi Eliezer Akapar Omer, Akin'ah v'hatava v'hakavot motzin et ha'adam min ha'olam. Eliezer Akapar says that jealousy, temptation, and honor takes a person out of the world. But there's very interesting about this Mishnah. Because the Mishnah, the way it's written, should have been written different way. Should have said, Kin'a ta'ava ve'kavod. But it says, Ha-kin'a, ha-ta'ava ve'ha-kavod. And we know every time, is used at the beginning of a word means the kin'a, the ta'ava, the kavod. That means that there is only particular kin'a that is asur. Not every kin'a is asur. And this is what Pirkei Avot Rabbi Eliezer HaKapar says. The kin'a you should not have. You should not be that type of a jealousy you shouldn't have. That type of temptation should not have. That type of honor should not seek for. There are certain ones that is fine. And one tonight we're going to talk about only the kin'ah. What are the type of kin'ah that the person needs to have? It's proper for us. The Gemara tells us, the Midrash tells us, that Avraham Avinu, when he saw Melchizedek, he says to Avraham Avinu, said to Melchizedek, how did we get out of the Teva? Melchizedek was with Noah in the Teva. He says, because I did a chesed in the Teva. So what kind of chesed did he do in the Teva? Noah and his children were doing everything. So no, I was feeding the animals. I was the one that I was serving the animals' food. And because of that, I was saved. Avraham Avinu looks at it and says, this man did a chesed in the boat, in the teva, and because of that was saved. I'm going to do the same thing. Avraham Avinu was mekane, was jealous about Melchizedek, and said if Avraham Avinu, as Melchizedek was able to have, to be saved, to have this tzedakah, to do this beautiful thing, and be saved, I'm going to do the same thing. And the Midrash says, because of that, Vaita Eshel, Avraham Avinu built a tent and brought did Achnasat Orchim. The reason Avraham Avinu was able to do Achnasat Orchim, the Midrash says, only because he saw what Melchizedek did in the Teva of Noach. He was there, he said, I'm going to do the same thing he did. I'm jealous what he did. Why can't I do the same thing? That's one thing. The another thing the Midrash tells us, the Midrash says, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if the people did not, they didn't have jealousy, nobody would work, nobody would get married, and nobody would build a house. The reason we are doing all that because we are jealous. It's a constructive jealousy. It's a good jealousy to have. And the Gemara, the Midrash says, when a person builds a house and he does everything, if they do that because they want to be productive and to produce good things in the world, that's fine. Leshem Shamayim is beautiful. You, otherwise, nobody would do anything. If jealousy is bad, nobody would get married. Oh, he got married. Why should I get married? The guy built the house. Why should I build the house? The guy is making. Why should I make money? It's good. That makes us, keeps us going. But as long as the idea, our head has to be in the right place, that means Leshem Shamayim. The halacha in Rambam tells us, the two halachot Rambam tells us, kinat sofrim tarbei chokhma, when people are looking at good midot of other people, somebody is generous, they give tzedakah. You look at them and say, I want to be like them. It's beautiful. If somebody does beautiful things, you should look at it and do it. I remember almost 30 years ago, in yeshiva, middle of the morning, said that, but somebody came from Russia. Rabbi Hesses, I think it was Rabbi Hesses, is in Eretz Yisrael now. And he came to Baltimore. There was the question was, should we go to the airport to see him? So Rosh Shiva, Rav Rudem, and Zatzal said, everybody, the old yeshiva should go and meet him in the airport. So he said, in the middle of the morning, Seder, why do you have to mevatel Seder to go see him? He said, because when you see somebody like that, mefarnesim, mefarsemin, or say misra, you publicize people that they do misra, because when you look at them, you want to do the same thing. This is a good jealousy. When you look at somebody's learning, or they are doing mitzvot, or they are doing beautiful things, so why want to be the same thing? But as long as you want to do it, not because you want to help somebody else, you want to do it because you want to get yourself higher, and you want to accomplish more, and you want to get more, and you want to do more. All Leshem Shamayim. If that's that type of a jealousy, it's a beautiful jealousy. The other thing is that one has to have kinat Hashem, which means that when you see somebody is doing something wrong, a person has to have the jealousy towards the Kadosh Baruch Hu, so I'm going to do something about it. That means, again, I want you to understand that carefully. I'm not telling you to become like a Pinchas here. I'm telling you that you have to use our sechel. How to do it? That means that if somebody, let's say you have a neighbor, they do something wrong, there's two ways to look at it. Either you could say to yourself, Shalom alay nafshi, why should I bother with this? Or you go knock at the door and find out a way how you could get them involved with Judaism in the proper way, right? With the sechel, with the knowledge, with understanding, and how to do it. Without, we said that 2 weeks ago, I think we said, one has to be very careful not to put themselves in the sakana. If you don't know how to deal with this evil, stay out of it. But there are things that a person can do, And this is a tochecha that the person is carrying. That's the kin'ah, is a productive kin'ah, the productive jealousy. The jealousy is towards Hashem. Why can't I do something to protect the Kadosh Baruch Hu, to protect the Torah? And if I see somebody doing something wrong, I want to do something, and I want to teach them, and I want to do something to bring somebody back, without hurting people, without lowering them, without putting them down, without all that. But there are ways that the person can do. Hashem should help us that this middah of kin'ah is a very serious, serious and hard. It's not easy. Now I'm sure everybody struggles during the day, every day. People, they struggle with this all the time. I have people at the moment, always they talk to me about this. They have family members that they are jealous about, or the one brother has a better than the other brother, one family has a better than the other family, one neighbor has better than other neighbor, or kids. We see our own kids. Some kids is better than the other. Why can my kid can't be like the other one? Why the other one is there? Why I'm not here? Why they go to God's way and I go? There's so many different struggles we have during the day, and all that leads and starts with jealousy. And the same Rambam said in the beginning, one has to walk the same way we walk in ourselves. We learn the halachot of kashrut and shabbat, tefillah and everything else. We have to also learn halachot of midot, the halachot of how to deal with this type of thing, and be productive and constructive. Kin'ah is beautiful, but as long as we think and be careful how to deal with things that is not proper. What happens with this type of things is you should not look and see why people are doing this. They're doing that. What you need to do. Don't draw people's attention to yourself.
Thank you for listening to Torah Media Atlanta. Won't you consider making a donation to help support this important work? Just go to TorahMediaAtlanta.com and click on the donate link. Thank you very much.